Let's read together Exodus chapter 24. In this chapter, we have the covenant of the law ratified by the people, and then the glory of the Lord revealed to the people. Exodus chapter 24, beginning at verse 1. Now he said to Moses, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship from afar. And Moses alone shall come near the Lord, but they shall not come near, nor shall the people go up with him." So Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgments or ordinances. And all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words which the Lord has said we will do." And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord. And he rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he sent young men of the children of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half the blood and put it in basins, and half the blood he sprinkled on the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read in the hearing of the people, and they said, "All that the Lord has said we will do, and be obedient." And Moses took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, "This is the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you according to all these words." Then Moses went up, also Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. And they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, and it was like the very heavens in its clarity. But on the nobles of the children of Israel he did not lay his hand, so they saw God, and they ate and drank. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and be there, and I will give you tablets of stone, and the law and the commandments which I have written, that you may teach them." So Moses arose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up to the mountain of God. And he said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we come back to you. Indeed, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man has a difficulty, let him go to them." Then Moses went up into the mountain, and a cloud covered the mountain. Now the glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. The sight of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel. So Moses went into the midst of the cloud and went up into the mountain. And Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Let's begin our study of this chapter with some background notes. Exodus chapter 24 completes a section in the book of Exodus which began in chapter 19 when the children of Israel came to Mount Sinai. The section began with the giving of the law, and now it ends with the glory of the Lord. We've seen in this section a number of different laws under the Mosaic Covenant besides the Ten Commandments. These additional laws, remember, were given for the protection and regulation of the society of the children of Israel. So besides the moral laws, there were civil and ceremonial laws given as well under the Mosaic Covenant. Right? Three kinds of laws: moral, civil, and ceremonial. As Christians, we are subject to the moral laws under the Mosaic Covenant because God's moral laws never change. And furthermore, they are all repeated in the New Testament. However, as Christians, we are not subject to the civil and ceremonial laws of the Mosaic Covenant, because Christ is the end of the law, as we read in Romans 10:4. We've read that scripture before, but I'll read it once again. Romans 10:4. "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes." That is, with the coming of Christ, the law was terminated as the means of approach to God. The law could not provide righteousness because no one could keep the law. Now righteousness is provided in Christ for all who believe, based on God's grace, apart from the law. However, even though the Mosaic law is not the way of salvation, we've seen a number of biblical principles in the law that can be practically applied today for proper Christian living. Even things like protecting your property with a fence, right, so nobody gets hurt. There's certainly biblical principles here. When Moses ascends Mount Sinai at the end of this chapter and is there for 40 days and 40 nights, we have the beginning of a new section of the book of Exodus in which God will communicate to Moses and the children of Israel the form of Israel's worship. All the details of the tabernacle and its furnishings, as well as the garments of the priests, will be given to ensure that Israel's approach to God in worship is in accordance with the divine pattern. So much for background. Let's move now to our doctrinal or teaching points. Doctrinal or teaching point number one. The covenant of the law was ratified by the people. The covenant of the law was ratified by the people. Let's read verses 1 through 3 once again. Now God said to Moses, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship from afar. And Moses alone shall come near the Lord, but they shall not come near, nor shall the people go up with him." So Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgments. And all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words which the Lord has said, we will do." In these verses, we see Moses ascending Mount Sinai once again, this time with Aaron and his sons, Nadab and Abihu, and also 70 elders of Israel. They worshiped the Lord from a distance, while the people remained at the base of the mountain. Moses alone went further up the mountain and came near to the Lord to worship. What a wonderful contrast we have today. All of God's people can draw near to God's presence. I'm reading Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, well-known verse. "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiness by the blood of Jesus," and verse 22, "let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith." Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 and 22. Moses had reported to the people all the words of the Lord and the ordinances of the Mosaic covenant that he had received from the Lord in his previous trip up the mountain. And the people said, verse 3, "All the words which the Lord has said, we will do." Now, this is not the first time that the people had agreed to obey God's laws. I'm reading Exodus chapter 19 and verse 8. "Then all the people answered together and said, 'All that the Lord has spoken, we will do.'" Now here in Exodus chapter 24, Moses writes down all the laws in a book, verse 4. "And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord. And once again, the people agreed to its terms," verse 7. "Then he took the book of the covenant and read in the hearing of the people, and they said, 'All that the Lord has said, we will do, and be obedient.'" Did they follow through on this? No, they did not, as we know. They broke the covenant. But here Moses is writing it down, and the people are agreeing to it. You know, skeptics of the Bible used to ridicule the idea that Moses could write the first five books of the Bible because writing, they said, didn't go back as far as the time of Moses. Well, writing has now been shown to have been around well before the time of Moses. And if anyone could write, it was Moses. Remember, Moses was educated in all the learning of the Egyptians, Acts 7:22. So Moses now writes down all the laws. Remember, the Ten Commandments were written by God himself on tablets of stone. But the rest of the Mosaic covenant was written down by Moses, probably on clay tablets. Here in this chapter, the covenant is approved formally, that is, publicly ratified, not only by the words of the people, but by burnt offerings and the sprinkling of blood. Let's read verses 6 through 8 once again. "And Moses took half the blood and put it in basins, and half the blood he sprinkled on the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read in the hearing of the people. And they said, 'All that the Lord has said, we will do, and be obedient.' And Moses took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, 'This is the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you according to all these words.'" The sign of blood on the altar and on the people meant that if the people broke the covenant and did not keep their word, it was at the price of blood. The penalty was death. The people agreed to all of this. The covenant of the law was ratified by the people. Doctrinal point number two. The glory of the Lord was revealed to the people. The glory of the Lord was revealed to the people. Verses 9 through 18. Let's read verses 16 through 18 once again. "Now the glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. The sight of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel. So Moses went into the midst of the cloud and went up into the mountain. And Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. The cloud here is not a rain cloud, but a glory cloud, which was evidence of the Lord's presence. This is the cloud that led the children of Israel through the wilderness. Remember the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night? This was the glory cloud that would rest on the soon-to-be-built tabernacle. Notice from verse 17 that this glory cloud of the Lord appeared to the children of Israel who were camped at the base of Mount Sinai as a consuming fire at the top of the mountain. It must have been an awesome sight. It was from this glory cloud that God called Moses, and Moses entered the cloud and was there on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, receiving instructions from the Lord. Meanwhile, Joshua waited for Moses somewhere on the mountain. The others, who had previously come partway up the mountain, according to the instructions in verses 1 and 2, remained at the base of the mountain with the people, that is, Aaron and his sons, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel. But what an experience they had while they were there on the mountain. They saw God, verses 9 through 11. Then Moses went up, also Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and they saw the God of Israel. And there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, and it was like the very heavens in its clarity. But on the nobles of the children of Israel he did not lay his hand, so they saw God, and they ate and drank. Sapphire, by the way, is a clear bluish crystal. The eating and drinking here was not like a party, all right? The eating and drinking here would be a covenant meal in which the elders of Israel ratified the covenant. But did they see God? It says they saw God. Well, wait a minute. Doesn't the Bible say that no one has ever seen God? Yes, the Bible does say that. John 1:18. No one has seen God at any time. So how do we explain the fact that verse 10 here says that they saw God, and other biblical characters are said to have seen God? When Jacob wrestled with the angel of the Lord, he said, Genesis 32, verse 30, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." Genesis 32, 30. So what's the answer here? The answer is that no one has ever seen the essence of deity. But God has at times revealed himself in various forms with varying degrees of glory, as here in Exodus chapter 24. The glory of the Lord was revealed to the people. Practical application from Exodus 24. Remember the lesson of Nadab and Abihu. Remember the lesson of Nadab and Abihu. As sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu were priests with a high position and important role in Israel. And here in Exodus chapter 24, they are privileged to see the glory of the Lord as part of this special group. But we read in Leviticus chapter 10 that Nadab and Abihu offered strange fire before the Lord, and they died before the Lord. Now, do you see the lesson? You can be a Christian with great privilege and position, but this does not mean that you are free from failure. Be warned. Remember the lesson of Nadab and Abihu.